Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has vowed that Seattle will remain a so-called sanctuary city for undocumented immigrants, even if it means losing federal dollars. That's something President-elect Trump threatened when he was on the campaign trail. Seattle could also find itself at odds with the federal government over police reform, environmental protections, and transportation policy. Mayor Ed Murray talked with KUOW's Bill Radke about how things might change for this liberal city working alongside a conservative federal government. First, he explained what it means for Seattle to be a sanctuary city.
We offer services to anyone who is in this city. And we do not use our police force to identify people based on whether they have documents or don't have documents. The best example I can give you is the day after the election. I was in an eighth grade classroom in the Seattle Public Schools. Most of the kids were Latino, and some of them were actually undocumented. So what we're not going to do is to tell those young people, we're going to let the feds come and pull you out of your community where you've spent your whole life living and send you to a place you've never been.
So the city won't cooperate. Does that mean that that can't happen?
Well, the federal government has the ability to come in if they want to and start removing people, but we, the city, are not going to participate in that. Now, again, you need to think through how they do that. They'd have to either create a federal police force on immigration, which this nation has never done before. They'd have to nationalize our police force or change the law that allows us to have the freedom as a city to cooperate or not cooperate. So it's a significant series of moves that they would have to make before they got to that place.
Some Americans are saying these undocumented immigrants are cutting ahead in line in front of people who are waiting to get into this country legally. Why is being a sanctuary city so important to you?
You know, the people who are undocumented in this city and really in the state are here because they're doing jobs that Americans usually won't do. I think about Eastern Washington and our agricultural business. And they're also paying taxes, and they're here helping to build our economy. So I think that's perhaps the way we should look at this. And then again, you have to look at the moral argument. They're here doing jobs we won't do. They're paying taxes. Their kids are going to our schools, have never lived in another country except this country. Are we really going to rip those families apart or rip them out of this city? I don't think that makes good sense economically, and it doesn't make good sense morally.
You said it's hard to say how much federal funding Seattle could lose over the sanctuary city issue. How would we make up lost federal money?
Well, obviously, again, the federal government, a president needs to go through Congress, and it would be more than Seattle that would be hit. So that's not a given. So I think we don't need to get too far ahead of ourselves. Finally, this is a city that again and again has shown a willingness to step up and replace federal money. You have to remember, the amount of cuts that have happened to federal programs over the last few decades is significant. We're not talking anymore about hundreds of millions of dollars. We're talking tens of millions that we might lose. We'd look at revenue in our own city. We'd look at prioritizing what we need to do. I just hope that there are enough people in the United States Senate who also have cities in their states who will say this is just a crazy idea.
What do you say to the argument that cities and counties and regions are just going to have to fund their own priorities instead of having it come from the federal level?
Well, we fund most of our own priorities. I mean, $85 million is roughly what we get a year in various programs out of a budget, of a billion, several billion dollars. So the federal government is a player, and we appreciate them as partners. It's helpful. But this is a city that has stepped up five times in the last 2 years and voted for new revenue. So I think we've already shown that we're the ones carrying most of the water when it comes to taxes, not the federal government.
You said that Seattle needs help from the federal government to solve the homelessness crisis that you've declared. How likely is that funding under a Trump administration and Republican Congress?
So if you remember that the homeless crisis is not a Seattle crisis, but a national crisis, and that there's a housing affordability crisis in every county in the United States, this administration doesn't address that issue. Homelessness won't get bad just in Seattle. It will get bad in every part of this country. So again, it's really a decision about what kind of America we want to have. And the idea that somehow Seattle has special problems or special needs, it's just not the case.
If that federal money's not coming through, will you put a homelessness levy in place to raise the money here?
It's certainly something I said we would entertain, but it also begs a question. What will our suburban cities that are struggling with homelessness do? What will the city of Olympia that's struggling with homelessness do? So again, I don't think it's just how Seattle answers the question. It's how local governments in the state as a whole answers the question.
Can we talk about the way the people of Seattle feel for a moment? Because as you know, there's been so much talk from some people who feel worried and scared and angry around a Trump presidency. Other people saying that that's overblown or it's sour grapes. What are you feeling and hearing, and what do you want your citizens to feel?
Well, you know, this is a city that's very concerned, and there are people who live in this city who are scared. I'm very concerned, as a city that's in the most trade-dependent state in the union, about our international relations. I'm very concerned that people who have in the past proposed registration for Muslims are being considered for cabinet positions. We have good reason to be concerned when you look at the language that was used by the president-elect and some of the people he is considering to put in government. The thing we can do is to remember that this is a federal system, which means power does not rest simply at the national level, and we at the local level need to act on our progressive policies. I think that's how we change the national dialogue, is by our ability to come together and move a progressive agenda forward at the local level.
That was Seattle Mayor Ed Murray talking with KUOW's Bill Radke about the possible effects of a Trump administration on the city.